it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Go, 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 go. It's your device. It's your platform. It's the various different places you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better to explain it to you than Mr. Joe Spano.
And I'll rapid fire through it so maybe we can even set the table on this side and save us a little time on the other side. So that said, a lot of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you. Our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live Link keeps you up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You've got the myriad of apps, whether it be iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher Radio. They all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels, and they all have a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well. So check out any of those apps that can be downloaded to any device you can think of, whether it be Windows-based, Apple-based, or Android-based. Or, of course, go to the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Something we're very proud to be a part of. Thanks for your service.
Well said, Bob. In this hour, the focus is going to be NFL, NFL, NFL. We'll get you the midweek injury updates, most notably J.J. Watt. That's where we're really going to start. In hour two, we have a bunch of guests, and I'll detail that quickly on the other side so that way we can really hit the ground running. That's next here on the attack, a quick table set, and then we hit the ground running with lots of NFL news. You can weigh in with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, well. Welcome back to the Attack.
President Twitchy.
All those problems will be solved in November, one way or the other. Well. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black.
In Italy. You'll be doing this by yourself. Regardless of who wins.
I don't know. I bet we could set up a nice studio in Italy. It's a two-bedroom apartment, right?
Yeah, well, the problem is third world internet access.
It's just like working at Byline.
Yeah, well, ain't that the truth? Yeah, but we have to get this audio across the Atlantic Ocean and across the country to them. So that in and of itself will make it an adventure.
Yeah, we'll put it on a boat, slow sail.
Yeah.
At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Oh, boy. So what do you say we set the table, my friend?
Yeah, if we can't insult somebody, we're just
doing our job. Guess what? Get over it.
Yeah, well. As I said at the back end of the last segment, hour one's going to be football dominated. We'll start with the J.J. Watt injury, as that's the most significant one that we're dealing with around the league at this moment. Then we'll work our way around the league. There's a few notable injuries that are worth a little bit of our time, and we'll take our time with that. I guess as we roll through towards the back end of hour one, we'll remember the life and times of Arnold Palmer as well. So NFL, Arnold Palmer, hour one. Hour two, a pair of guests, and those two guests will sandwich some baseball that we'll throw right in the middle. And the two guests are at 10 after hour one, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Nick Eatman, author. Whoever writes these titles for these authors?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see if I can get this out before he actually comes on. Yeah. I may have the title finished before he actually comes on the air. Friday, Saturday. Yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Texas. A year in the life of Lone Star football, from high school to college to the Cowboys. Well, doesn't the Friday, Saturday, Sunday imply that part already?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, like I said, we'll have fun with.
Well, you know what it is. If you keep it at Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a year in the life of Texas football, let's put it that way, you got to get Cowboys in there.
Okay, that makes it sound. All right. Well, the title may be longer than the entire book.
That could be. But,
and then at 40 after hour number two, we'll go to the track, talk IndyCar racing and breast cancer awareness with Pippa Man. So that's our two-hour extravaganza here on the Attack, a true mixed bag of sports talk. If time permits, as you wanted to talk about and we discussed off the air before the show started, Media Day, NBA training camps are starting to open up, and maybe we'll get to a little NBA as time permits. But with the two of us together, time rarely permits.
True.
So that's it.
Which, by the way, is the way we like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
We have fun.
I guess with that said, we might as well head down to Houston, Texas, and talk about J.J. Watt. He was recovering and playing through the recovery from back surgery. You know, there was a case that he wasn't the same thus far this year. Obviously, in week one, he was really a non-factor as he was working himself back into shape. As he rushed back from back surgery to get on the field and be on the field, his intention all 16 weeks of the regular season and beyond for the Houston Texans as the linchpin of their defense. Wasn't an impact, wasn't a factor in their week one victory. Week two, he had a sack and a half and five tackles, so we look back, like to be back in J.J. Watt form. Then week three, nobody for the Texans played well as Bill Belichick and company outsmarted Bill O'Brien and company, and the Patriots shut out the Texans. And then we get the word that J.J. Watt re-injured his back, and it looks like he's facing a lengthy recovery time that could perhaps keep him out for the entire season.
This is dangerous territory. Joe, you and I both know we've dealt with it as with various different athletes, various different sports. And whether it's Fred Couples in golf or you know, name the baseball player or somebody in football, backs are so tricky. Rushing back, I questioned it at the time. I wondered whether or not even short-term IR would maybe be best for him or just keeping him inactive for a few weeks. This is bad stuff. And hopefully he doesn't have to undergo surgery again, but that's on the table. And whether or not he can return and play at the level if there is a second surgery involved, even at age 27, is going to be a giant, giant question mark. His career is in jeopardy.
Well, I won't say in jeopardy from the standpoint of J.J. Watt continuing to be employed as an NFL football player.
Oh, no. I'm talking
as an NFL difference maker, you may well be absolutely right. And you're right about him rushing back. And you were vocal. And we had a feeling, well, you know, he's going to rush back. He's one of these warrior-type players. And there was a chance he could be fine and power through it and have a typical J.J. Watt year, and then there was a chance for this. And this could be very, very tricky. If you remember when the initial timeline came out with surgery in July, it ended up really ahead of schedule, and they really, really pushed things to get him back on the field on opening day from having him practice at the back end of training camp and everything else. So they pushed it, they rushed it. First game, as we said, not really a factor. But then he started to round into J.J. Watt form, and he had a sack and a half in the second game and wasn't much of a factor in the third game against New England, as we discussed, because, well, nobody played well for the Texans Patriots. But that said, now you get this report, and I think you make a great point. At just 27, with so much football ahead of him, with backs as tricky as they are, second surgery or not, we don't know what J.J. Watt's going to be going forward. Once you have back problems, and it's true in a lot of sports, as you mentioned, golf, basketball, we've seen it all over the place. But for a player who is such an explosive and impactful athlete as a defensive lineman and perhaps the NFL's very best defensive player, if these back issues are persistent, a level of that explosiveness is going to disappear, and a level of his impact is going to disappear, and he'll no longer be one of the best defenders in the game. He'll be a serviceable guy. He'll get paid pretty well, and he'll stay around the league for quite a few years based on reputation. And even the numbers may be pretty good and may not show a significant drop-off, but the eye test will show otherwise. This is the worst of possible news right now for the Houston Texans in that he is the linchpin of their defense. Can their defense survive without him? Sure. Can it thrive in the way it does with him? Not likely. And as we move along in this hour, we'll talk about what this defense will look like without him. But for J.J. Watt, you know, as I said, much like JPP, and put the hand aside, he dealt with back issues the last couple of years.
Yep.
A lot of times the numbers are there, and the guy still keeps getting paid, and they still talk about him as a real strong defender. The eye test often proves otherwise, and that could be the case if there's not a full recovery this season with J.J. Watt rolling forward. And if I were the Texans, you try to rush him to get him back on the field, and I'm sure a lot of that was J.J. Watt's idea.
Sure.
It didn't work out well. You need to take your time here, even if it proves costly this year.
He's only 27 with so much football in front of him. If you can save his career and keep him as the true superstar that he is, err on the side of caution and let him heal completely, and maybe he can move forward as the J.J. Watt of old as opposed to an old crippled up J.J. Watt.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And I mean, as you and I talk about these things, and we mentioned the number of players and the number of sports, I mean, think back to the conversation we had just Tuesday morning. What happened to you?
I suffer from back spasms and have for years, and you sit down wrong, something happens, and you're all hunched over.
You reach for your dog.
Yeah.
And you ended up with a back spasm. I put most of this on JJ because I'm sure he wanted to be competitive and go after it. I also put some of this on in the organization, and that's where we should pick it up on the other side.
We will. And again, it's not about threshold of pain, because I have a high threshold for pain, and proof is I do work here. So that's all we need to say. And we'll pick it up right there next on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's the matter with you two? Can't you take it?
Oh, sure. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. If you want to take the chance that the phone will be answered, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number. Of the attack. Joe,
maybe there's an open window. You could tie your note to the foot of a pigeon. It'll fly in, hit Robert in the head, and it'll be compelled to ask the question.
There we go. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, because tweeting is a beautiful thing, too. That's old school tweeting.
Yeah, that's real old school tweeting. Today's Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Keep it to 140 characters or less. And as you said, it's all J.J. Watt, Bob. And I know you had some strong opinions on this, so why don't you run with it a little bit as far as impact on the future, impact on the Texans and everything else. Take it wherever you want to go, and I'll follow you in a little bit.
I'll tell you something. Everybody wants to be Adrian Peterson. And what I mean by that is his miraculous recovery a couple of years back from his knee surgery, where it should have knocked him out for twice the amount of time that he was actually out of the game. And it didn't. And I respect these guys for wanting to put it on the field, be the Warriors, you know, every cliche you could possibly use. But every once in a while, you've got to use some common sense. And as the athlete's trying to stretch it out and get himself back into playable shape and be the impact player that he was, that J.J. Watt was trying to be, as an organization, you have to realize the commodity that you have and recognize that there are certain instances where perhaps pushing it too hard can end up doing damage that's going to be long-term damage. And I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking this, because I did say it at the time. I don't blame players for wanting to be on the field. I don't even blame coaches for wanting their players to be on the field coming back off an injury, because their shelf life is limited. But I have a feeling that the combination of the expectations involved with Houston this year, because some people have them as a dark horse Super Bowl candidate. You're bringing in a new quarterback. You're trying to get it all together in O'Brien's season this time around, where he feels he has all the collective pieces to make a championship run. I get all of that. But sometimes you have to take the emotion out of it and step back and recognize that in the long-term health, not only of the player, but the organization, that you need to err on the side of caution once in a while. Back injuries are different than any other kind of injury in sport. And rushing back, no pun intended, is not the best thing to do. And like I said, if I was saying this Monday morning quarterback style, that would be one thing. I'm not. I'm reiterating what I said when it went down, and the fact he was going to try to push through and be ready for the season.
Now, the realities are J.J. Watt wanted to push it. The Texans organization and their medical staff said, all right, you want to push this recovery time based on what we're seeing, we're with it. It certainly didn't work out. They're now paying the price. So now let's look at the Texans for this season and what it means to them, and also let's explore the future of the Texans and J.J. Watt going forward, which we've done a little bit in the last segment. But let's start with the Texans themselves. You know, obviously it looks like Watt's done for the year, and I think after this scare where he re-injures the back, everybody's going to err on the side of caution. I understand everybody wants their football players to be Warriors. These football players want to be Warriors. Jay Cutler was roundly criticized for taking himself out of the game despite his inability to help his team with the thumb injury. And sometimes, you know, sometimes good sense is better than that warrior mentality. Yeah. You know, everybody says, you know, you should either come back carrying your shield or being carried on your shield. It's J.J. friggin' Watt. You don't want him being carried back on his shield. That said, I think now that they've had this scare, and it could be something that really haunts them long term, they're going to err on the side of caution. You will not see J.J. Watt this year in a Houston Texans uniform. That said, at just 27, what does the future hold for J.J. Watt? Bob, as we've talked about, back injuries are tricky. It remains to be seen. Can he make that full recovery and get that explosiveness back? There's no way for us to know. If he does and he makes that full recovery, they'll get J.J. Watt of old, and the beat will go on for several years. If he doesn't, like a Larry Johnson in basketball, like a Dwight Howard in basketball, like to a degree a JPP in football, and I always use him because he's still getting paid and he's still considered one of the better defensive ends in the game, but his production hasn't been there the last several years. He's lived on reputation, and Watt would do the same thing, but be even more effective, but he'd still live on reputation and not be the player he was. That said, you know, it just depends on what level of explosiveness and what level of recovery he gets back. He is relatively young. That helps. But it's a back. It's tricky. And there are no guarantees. So Time will tell, and hopefully organizations around the league learned a valuable lesson. Adrian Peterson set a new timeline with ACL injuries, and it had a far-reaching impact around the league because organizations, general managers, coaches, even medical staff saw that and said about their players coming back from ACL injuries. I said, well, why don't you recover at the same speed they are? We'll make that the new timeline. I think it had a great effect on the career of Robert Griffin III, amongst others. So, long story short, we don't know where J.J. Watt's going as far as his future based on these injuries. I think it is certainly going to bear watching. Hopefully the Texans and Watt are smart enough to err on the side of caution going forward. But now let's talk a little bit about where do the Texans go this year and how are they hurt as a result of this injury?
Well, I mean, look, it's Still is going to step up. Devon Still, he'll be starting. I mean, a lot of their pass rush comes from their linebackers anyway, Joe. But now there's going to be more pressure on that group to bring it. Jadeveon Clowney is actually healthy. They're going to need him to step up. He's had a sack this season, but they're going to need more production out of him, and they're going to be playing him more and more in the defensive end position. And they just have to hope that the rest of the defense can pick up the slack and continue to move forward. But you don't easily replace a J.J. Watt in any way, shape, or form, not only for what he does on the field, but his leadership skills. He brings it for that defense. They look to him. And with him not there, somebody is going to have to step up and assume not only the production role, but the leadership role.
Well, and that's interesting. The leadership void is going to be an interesting one. The production role, even easier to define. Here's what happens. You know, forget the sacks. J.J. Watt's bigger than his numbers because he's the guy that commands all the double teams. And he allows guys like Whitney Mercilus and Jadeveon Clowney and other members of that defense to go get the quarterback with one-on-one blocking, man-on-man blocking. And they have only one man to beat. Well, guess what happens? With J.J. Watt gone, all those double teams that Watt saw probably go to Whitney Mercilus. Now it's a question, can Mercilus step up and continue to be the productive double-digit sack guy that he has become playing alongside of J.J. Watt without J.J. Watt there? And then it's on guys like Jadeveon Clowney and others to realize their potential and step up and pressure the quarterback. If they get answers to no all the way around on this, it'll still be a capable Texans defense, but it won't be the dominant one that has carried them, and in particular carried them last year to the playoffs. Offensively, they're improved. The division is not nearly as good as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be maybe the best division in all of football. It's turned out to be one of the worst. Jacksonville off to the awful start. The Colts are, I guess, really in many ways what we thought they were. Andrew Luck and not much else. So as a result, I think despite losing Watt, despite the fact that this defense could take anywhere from one to two steps back, it really just depends. A lot of it's on Whitney Mercilus. Does he step in and take that J.J. Watt role where he thrives despite the double teams, and that allows the other pieces to thrive in his old role, and in many ways the defense doesn't take the huge step back. If that doesn't happen, they're going to struggle to get after the quarterback a lot more than you think. And as a result, the defense won't be nearly as dominant. It'll be good. It'll be a, you know, borderline top third defense, but it won't be dominant. With the pieces that they've brought in on offense, as that comes together and grows through the season, coupled with the fact that they've got a small lead on everybody in the division, and the division hasn't been as good as a lot of us speculated it would be, I still think they're going to make the playoffs out of the AFC South. I think where this changes things is they're no longer a favorite for or a contender for a deep run through the playoffs. I think once again, a lot like last year, they're good enough to get in. They're not good enough to last.
Yeah, well, I agree. And I wasn't saying that all is lost. However, as I said at the beginning of this, this was one of those dark horse, the critics like it, teams that perhaps could make it to the Super Bowl as Brock Osweiler eases into the offense and he gets better under O'Brien's tutelage and the pieces fit together. We know how good their defense was. And I could see that perspective. I mean, I don't know that I would necessarily pick them, but I could certainly see why people would and consider them a dark horse, again, if teams stay healthy, because that's ultimately what it comes down to. Well, oops, they're not healthy. And unfortunately for them, a key piece is not healthy. So I'm with you. I don't think it's an all-loss season. I don't think they all of a sudden are not playoff worthy. They probably will make the playoffs, being that on some unforeseen injury doesn't happen. But, you know, I don't think they are now capable of making a deep run with that cornerstone on defense. And therein lies the problem. You know, it'll be another tread water season, and they have to hope he comes back big and strong, and they're able to go from there.
Well said. Up next, we'll continue our journey around the NFL. Bunch of injuries we've had to chronicle. We'll talk about them all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You suppose these gentlemen will be available to discuss business before long?
Yeah, we've been doing a little bit of that and more here in The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and throw a rock through the window, see if the bird flies in. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free telephone number of The Attack.
All right, Bob, let's hit some of the other injuries that are taking center stage around the NFL. None more significant than the J.J. Watt injury, which we've chronicled from all perspectives. Short-term, long-term for what? Short-term and long-term for the Texans. Now we move on to some of the other injuries around the league and some people returning from suspension. That'll be important. Obviously, place I got to start with the Cowboys. You got Dez Bryant and him dealing with his knee issues. There was talk earlier in the week that he'd be going for an MRI. Still hasn't. Jerry Jones expects him to play and be just fine on Sunday. We'll see. The one that's more significant is, and I hate to say more significant than Dez Bryant, because he is in many ways the linchpin of that passing game. But I think you'll understand where I'm coming from when I say this about the more significant. What I think we'd all agree on one thing. What's this offense built around as far as its key for success?
Well, the ability to get downfield and their offensive line to do the protecting.
There you go. That's the one right there, the offensive line. We're starting to see some injuries. I know they have some depth there and they have some pieces. But you got Lael Collins going to be out somewhere between 6 and 10 weeks with a torn ligament in his foot. Not a surgery thing, more of a pain tolerance thing. It's going to need to heal in order for this 300-plus-pound beast to get out there and continue to play guard. His line mate, Tyron Smith, the stud left tackle, dealing with some back issues, and he missed the Bears game. So you're starting to see an accumulation of injuries along that dominant offensive line, perhaps the NFL's very best offensive line. And all of a sudden, it's one thing you got to push one veteran reserve in there, and the beat kind of keeps going on. Now all of a sudden you got two. You've really taxed your depth in this day of 53-man rosters in the National Football League. And if this offensive line can't be that premium number one type offensive line and block very effectively for Dak Prescott and even more importantly open holes for Ezekiel Elliott and Alfred Morris, this offense will bog down right away and it'll look an awful lot like last year for the Cowboys. So while the Dez Bryant injury is extremely important because he's the linchpin of the passing game, it all starts with the foundation for the Cowboys right now, and it's that offensive line. If the Tyron Smith and Lael Collins injuries are both extremely long-term injuries, Collins looks like it will be much of the season. They can overcome that one. I don't know that they can overcome Collins and losing Tyron Smith if these back issues continue to be troublesome. It could really set back the Cowboys and in many ways turn them from contenders in the very average NFC East to real pretenders.
Well, I mean, considering the fact that their struggles on defense are well known, anything that hurts or limits them on offense is going to be a big setback for them. And as I said, you know, Dez Bryant going downfield, them being able to run the ball, you know, obviously it all starts with the offensive line. And if they take the hits there, then they turn it into being pedestrian. Fortunately for them, they're playing in a pedestrian division right now with the Eagles sitting on top and looking dominant at this
point.
Who'd
have thunk that? And if you say, you thought so, you're a liar.
Right.
If you say you saw this coming, you're a liar.
Hey, listen.
The only people that saw this coming were Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
And I will never, if this keeps going, because there's a lot of football left to be played, if this keeps going, I will never, ever, 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 ever doubt Howie Roseman again.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And Doug Peterson is a genius, apparently.
Evidently. And I think in a private conversation, not even they thought they would have the success this soon. But again, birds come crashing back down to earth sometimes, and let's see what happens to Carson once there's a whole bunch more film on him and you know, teams get a look at what's going on with him, because he's off to the great start. You and I both loved him coming out of college as far as the physical skills, but not playing in a D1 school we thought would hurt him a little bit. It hasn't thus far.
I think the biggest thing we thought is, hey, he's going to need a little bit of time.
Yeah.
He ain't needed no time. That's what's so amazing.
So far, you know, look, he may continue to run on this incredible role. Who knows? And if they do, we're going to be talking Eagles in the playoffs. And ain't nobody thunking that. But with the reality being what it is, Joe, Dallas is fortunate. They're in the division they're in. They still have time. If the injuries aren't devastating, they can still regroup and contend within this division. Romo comes back, Romo doesn't come back, whatever the circumstances are, it's just because of where they are that circumstance will dictate they can contend throughout the entire season, barring they're not going to their third string, whatever.
The one that concerns me, I think they can overcome Lyle Collins because Ronald Leary was the starter at that position, and he was pretty darn good. And he was the guard that started there when we all started talking about how good this line was.
Right.
Lyle Collins is just a special talent. The problem is if you lose both guys on the left side, well, now you're really hurt because Tyron Smith is an all-pro left tackle, protects the blind side, et cetera, et cetera. That's where there starts to be a kink in the armor and leads to great concern because this offense has to stay on the field and it has to put up points because you talked about it. This defense is not particularly good. They get around a lot of things and they keep things in front of them, and but they're just flat out against better offenses. They're going to get exposed. That's the realities of the situation. So offensive success is paramount for the Cowboys to be effective, and that offensive line is where it starts. So that's going to be an injury worth watching. More the Tyron Smith aspect than even the Lyle Collins aspect. And, of course, Dez Bryant. You know, I understand you got Cole Beasley, you got Terrence Williams. Wide receiver, it all starts with Dez Bryant. Have him out there, have him healthy. Knowing Dez as we do, he didn't go for the MRI yet. He's going to play Sunday and beyond, but they better keep an eye on that because if you go fast and loose with these injuries and you lose Dez Bryant, plus you lose some pieces on the offensive line, could be a long season out of nowhere for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and it's entirely possible. And, you know, look, Jerry Jones, not only general manager, but orthopedic surgeon.
And there you go. I guess a couple of other stories around the NFL as far as injuries. The Bears and their running back situation. Jeremy Langford going to be out for a while. They add other running backs to the mix. I don't know how much of a difference it makes, you know. No Jay Cutler, Brian Hoyer at quarterback, so they're not going to be able to be dominant in the passing game. Their defense is struggling. It's just a team that is right now extremely far away from contending, and for that matter, even being good. As improved as they looked last year, playing hard under John Fox, things really seem to be going backwards as we approach the quarter pole. For the Bears, Jordan Howard probably is going to be the starter, at least until Langford comes back from the ankle issues, if not longer.
You know, they're going to be faced with an interesting dilemma in Chicago. If the season goes how you and I are looking at it, do they give up on Cutler, take it in a different direction, and grab the quarterback? Because as we've discussed, and everybody's knocking Cleveland at this point in time because Carson Wentz is obviously the second coming of Johnny Unitas, and they're knocking Cleveland for trading out, and you know it's great. You want to criticize them? Wonderful. There's quarterback depth in this college class, and Cleveland's going to find their quarterback. San Francisco, if they decide they need one, is going to find their quarterback. There's quarterbacks there, and that will include Chicago in the mix. But with that being said, you know, Cutler is not the biggest problem in Chicago. Lack of talent is the biggest problem in Chicago, and that's going to be their ultimate tough decision.
I don't think it's a tough decision at all. They get a chance to get out from under Cutler for cheap as far as salary cap implications, and I think they're going to. They know they're going to have to rebuild and start this thing from scratch. You talked about how devoid of talent they are. I think the place it starts is with the quarterback. I agree with you. He's not their biggest problem, but he is one of their problems.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's a disappointment when you compare his physical skills to his production and his lack of success, and he's an enigma. So I really think, you know, if you can get out from under an aging Jay Cutler for cheap, do it, reboot. Go out and get yourself your quarterback of the future and build it all together because you're pretty devoid of talent everywhere else on the football field. By the time you get it to be any good, Jay Cutler will be too old and too expensive for it to matter.
Yeah, I mean, I could certainly see that opinion, and I guess I would go along with it. But, I wonder what's going to happen as far as Fox's input, whether or not he even remains as the coach. I mean, all the various different things that are involved. Like I said, it's a very tricky decision for them to make, I think, because he's not the main issue.
All right. I don't think it's tricky at all. I think they've pretty much made up their mind just based on the fact, brittle, lack of success, everything else. They have an opportunity to get out from under Cutler for next to nothing this offseason. Bye-bye, Jay Cutler. It was nice knowing you.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to change my mind on.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's only $2 million under the 2017 cap. I just looked it up. So
Yeah. I'm aware.
I can see. Yep.
So get ready to wave goodbye to Jay Cutler in Chicago. This is the last time. Last go-around for him there. Real quick, I guess two other things. Le'Veon Bell returns from his three-game suspension. I'm high. Probably is. Mike Tomlin said, well, I haven't liked the way our offense has performed this season, particularly against the vaunted Philadelphia Eagles defense. Boy, Jim Schwartz has made a huge difference there. So Le'Veon Bell going to hit the ground running. They are going to wear him out on Sunday. And that will make a difference. He's the most complete running back in the game. I'm not ready to anoint him the very best.
Right.
But he's up there, especially when you can get him on the field. But he's the most complete back in the game. And he's a linchpin and a key piece to making that Steelers offense go. D'Angelo Williams is great in a complimentary role. And when he has to step in and play for Bell, who is inevitably off the field at times because he's always in trouble, he steps up and does a fine job. But getting Le'Veon Bell back will be a shot in the arm for the Steelers, and Mike Tomlin has committed to working him into the ground.
Yeah, as well he should. I mean, you know.
It's not like you're going to have him for all 16 games. He inevitably gets in trouble. When you have him on the field, work him to death. He gets plenty of rest.
Yeah, he certainly does. The legs are always fresh. So is the gonch.
And I guess finally, as we go out the door in this segment, we can kind of hit this one a little bit in the next segment. One of the stupider questions that ends up being asked to a coach, and they're starting to ask Hugh Jackson in Cleveland if the Browns are tanking. And I'm always amazed the people that follow this team every week and watch them, they're not tanking. Just look at the roster. They stink.
They suck.
They're trying the best they can. They're just not any good. I don't think they signed Cody Parkey with the intention that they, you know, the kicker who gets injured on Friday, with all those kickers on the street, we'll sign the one that'll go 3 for 6 on extra, 3 for 6 on field goals and miss a field goal, a very makeable one, at the end of regulation that would have allowed us to win the game. So I don't think they're tanking. I just think their talent stinks, and it's going to take a long time before they get competitive, and Jimmy Haslam has to have some patience with Hugh Jackson.
Well, and that's the fortunate thing. It looks like finally, although we'll find out after the season, that Haslam pulled his head out and he's going to have patience to let a football guy run the organization from the talent on the field perspective.
A lot of Harvard guys looking awful dumb right now, but give it time. We'll finish this discussion next, and that's how we'll wrap up hour one here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE. 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, some slower than others.
We've been truth to the rumor that's the Cleveland Browns front office having their roundtable meeting?
Hey, we're not ordinary people. We're morons.
We're not ordinary.
Look, we do know that Hugh Jackson is no moron. You can't fix it in 1 year. And from that,
not as devoid of talent as they are, Bob. No, not as far as ways they are. It's unrealistic.
Yeah. It's basically what it comes down to. And look, at least it appears on the surface that Haslam is going to do the right thing. We'll find out.
It does? Well, it's been how many weeks?
When they put this team in place, I got the impression from him he recognized he was going about it the wrong way. He's going to try to let people fix it.
They need to give this group 3 or 4 years, right, wrong, or otherwise. And based on the decisions they made, I kind of understood why they didn't draft the quarterback. I don't know that drafting the quarterback, and again, this is a discussion for another day, but the quarterback's probably not the first thing you should draft. You probably want to draft that somewhere in the middle of your rebuilding process. Well, if they went Wentz, it would have been the first thing they drafted. When you draft it first and you're nowhere near completion, a lot of times what you end up getting is David Carr, or you turn somebody into David Carr.
That's exactly right.
So they're going to stink on ice this year. They'll get their quarterback this year. It's a pretty good quarterback crop. They'll get one. And they'll continue to fortify through the draft and through free agency. And 3 or 4 years down the road, if this is the right group, they'll get it right. If not, they'll all get blown out the door and the Browns will start all over again. Let's step aside and get you set for hour two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Keep it where it is.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man who dedicated his lifelong service to the nation of Israel, holding every position of note in that nation's government, has died as Shimon Peres passed away overnight at 93. The Nobel Prize winner had suffered a stroke earlier this month. About a year ago, he gave an interview before a large group of college students, during which he said,
"That in my judgment, my greatest mistake in life was my dreams were too small. And my recommendation, dream great, don't dream small."
A funeral for Perez is expected to be held on Friday. The Senate will vote today to override President Obama's veto of a 9/11 bill allowing families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia in American courts. The House is expected to follow suit before the week is over. This is USA Radio News.
You've seen the headlines. Yahoo was hacked and over 500 million user accounts were jeopardized. If you have ever had a Yahoo email account, you're at risk of identity theft, and you must protect yourself now. ID Lion has got your back. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's identity theft insurance. This hack is going to cause millions grief, bad credit reports, and more headaches. Hackers are devious, and you should prepare for the worst. The fraud resolution team at ID Lion is there to help you if your identity has been stolen. One in four Americans will experience identity theft. Insure your identity now with ID Lion. Call 1-800-941-6844. Remember, it's risk-free for our listeners, and you'll get a free gift for signing up today. Again, the number to call, ID Lion, 1-800-941-6844.
The prospect of the next terrorist-inspired attack on our homeland is the thing that keeps us up at night.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson discusses the threat from homegrown terrorist-inspired attacks during a Senate committee hearing yesterday.
This makes for a more complicated and challenging homeland security public safety environment.
Following bombings in New York City and New Jersey and an attack in Minnesota carried out by people living in the U.S., Johnson and FBI Director James Comey acknowledged at that hearing a big challenge is preventing ISIS from inspiring, enabling, and sometimes directing U.S. citizens and others living in the U.S. to engage in such acts of violence. Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf now forfeiting unvested stock worth about $41 million as well as a salary, while an investigation is underway into charges Wells Fargo workers opened as many as 2 million accounts without customers' knowledge. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The first presidential debate is one for the record books, at least in one respect. Nielsen reports an estimated 84 million people watched the first debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. That's the most ever to tune into a presidential debate. It topped more than the 80 million viewers who watched the 1980 debate between Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter. Actor Tom Hanks made a couple's wedding photos extra special, as we hear from correspondent Lisa G in New York.
The Oscar winner stopped by to congratulate newlyweds Elizabeth and Ryan as they were taking pictures in Central Park this past weekend.
I could have just walked through the back of the video and they might have checked it out later on, but I decided just to wish the happy couple well.
Wedding photographer Meg Miller captured the photobomb moments and posted the photos on her Instagram page. Hanks even shared a selfie with the couple on Twitter saying, "Congrats and blessings." Lisa G, New York.
And a nationwide phenomenon of killer clown reports has now come to the state of New Jersey, where at least four reports have been logged of clown sightings just days after similar reports were coming out of Philadelphia. On Sunday in Phillipsburg, three clowns reportedly came out of the woods chasing a child. In another instance, a jester wielding a sword was chasing a youngster. Police are saying residents should keep calm and use their common sense. Remember, if you like what you hear here on USA Radio News, you'll love WesternJournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music. And not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. So let's everybody stay where they are.
Welcome back to The Attack, Hour 2. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out in the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We get a lot of affiliate love. We love to give it. We love to get it. We love to take it. But it's all about radio on the go, and we do that, explain it, and get ready to set the table as well for Hour 2 here of The Attack.
A lot of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go. Our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link. And also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews that are separated by genre. Check all that and more, including the number of ways that you can listen to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on sportsbyline.com. We have the apps we always love to talk about, iHeart, TuneIn, and Stitcher Radio. All have a ton of on-demand content for Sports Byline, and all also have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. So check out those apps. And I guess most importantly, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. They do it each and every day, and we're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well, in this hour, Bob, and we'll set the table real quick, and then we'll get moving and kick it off on the other side. Nick Eatman, author of a great tome about football in Texas, will join us next. Middle segment. Little Arnie, little baseball. And to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Pippa Mann, IndyCar driver. We'll talk IndyCar racing and breast cancer awareness. But up next on The Attack, Nick Eatman, author, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Texas. A year in the life of Lone Star football, from high school to college to the Cowboys. If the title's as long as the book, we got a lot of reading to do. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by Nick Eatman. Nick Eatman, who hosts and writes and manages DallasCowboys.com, is the author of a brand new book, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Texas. And it's a long title. I'm going to cut it a little bit short, but Pigskin is king in the Lone Star State, and nobody better to write about it than Nick Eatman. Good morning, Nick. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, it's an interesting perspective in that football is king in Texas, and having lived in that part of the country, it's a passion that a lot of people outside of Texas don't understand, that when the weekend comes about in the fall, it's all about football. Why don't you explain it to our listening audience?
Well, I think that you did a nice job of doing that as well. It's a community thing. You know, I think that you know, a lot of people, you know, we see the NFL, we see college football. You know, if you have a TV, you can't get around it. But I think what people relate to the most is high school football, whether they might have played it, they might have been, you know, in the band, on the drill team, and a cheerleader. You know, you had friends that did it. We all, you know, grew up there. We had high school. It doesn't matter where you are, there's a high school football a team in your town, and probably more than one. And so I think that's what people relate to the most. And when it's Friday night, the community just rallies together. It doesn't matter if you work for here, work for there. You know, we're all the Tigers or the Bears or the Eagles, whatever your high school team is. And so I think there's just a rallying point there about our town versus your town, and especially in the smaller towns when there's just one football team in the community. I think it really kind of brings everyone together.
Well, for those that aren't sure, and I'll bring this to light, and you can run with this a little bit, Nick. For those that aren't sure about the passion for high school football in the great state of Texas, McKinney, Texas, $69.9 million, 12,000-seat high school stadium. That's not something you see anywhere else in America, no matter how much they love high school football or no matter how well they play it. So that, I think, really spotlights the passion for Friday night high school football in the state of Texas.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I believe that there are many places in the country where Friday night football is important to the town. There's no doubt about that. I think Texas is where you see more of a financial commitment like you're talking about. We're really taking it to the next level. And trying to be better than the next team. And it's just kind of snowballed here and there, and you're starting to see these facilities pop up. I think a great example of that is the Cowboys, before they moved into their new headquarters in Frisco, which isn't far from McKinney. But before they did that, they would go, when it rained, they would go to a local high school indoor facility, a high school team, and use their practice facility so they could practice because it's raining. And, I mean, if you think about that, America's team having to go to and pick two or three different high schools, which one do we want to go to today and use their indoor facility? That just kind of goes to show just how crazy and out of control it has gotten in Texas. But yeah, you know, you don't see that in a lot of places. And a lot of times, these kids that play high school football, they go to the next level and play college, and they have nowhere near the facilities that they had in high school. From the weight room, from the uniforms, to the practice field, it's not even close to being the same. So, you know, sometimes the high school level is the biggest that it's ever going to be for these kids.
The second part of it, a year in the life of Lone Star football, from high school to college to the Cowboys. Why the trilogy, and what was the genesis of the idea?
The idea, I'll be honest, the idea came to me at about 11 o'clock at night watching a TV show that you're probably familiar with called Modern Family. Watching the show, watching how these three families go back and forth, they weave them in, they got different sets of issues, different sets of problems, but, you know, that they have the same goal. It hit me like a ton of bricks. That's how I want to write this book about these three teams that I followed into my everyday life and just trying to...
I guess we lost Nick, Bob.
Yeah, we did. Hopefully we'll get it back.
And we'll try and connect back with him because he was right in the middle of an answer. See if we can work on that, Robert. And if you could actually pull down the dial tone, would be greatly appreciated.
Thank you very much.
We'll work on getting Nick back and kind of wrapping it up because he was getting into some great stuff. And we got through the high school stuff. And, again, I thought that stadium in McKinney really showed – I mean, 12,000 seats, $70 million.
Well, you know something, you brought that up.
There are Division II colleges that would be envious of that stadium.
Well, you know, I remember some of the reporting that went on at the time, and 60 Minutes Sports took a trip down there, Joe, and it was polarizing outside of the state of Texas. Not so much in-state. I mean, although – many academics were criticizing it because money could have been spent on books. And, you know, we've had that argument a million times. But outside of the state of Texas, no one could fathom that amount of money being spent. We're back with our friend here who got cut off.
Pay your phone bill, Nick.
How you doing there, Nick? Welcome back. Do we have you?
Nick, you there, sir?
I'm here.
All right, there you are.
So you were in the middle of talking about the three teams and the genesis of the idea. We got the Modern Family before we lost you. Why don't you pick it up right there?
Yeah, it's just the way that they kind of weave three different storylines in together and show the connection. That was basically what I wanted to do with these three teams. These are three teams I was following on my everyday life, whether or not covering the Cowboys, following Baylor. I'd written a book on their coach just recently, and then a team, a Plano team that was a team that I was, just, you know, was covering as well. So I said this journey of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every going to all these games, you know, is similar. This is how I want to write this book in the same type of format as Modern Family. Go back and forth, show me the differences, show me the similarities at the same time, and see what we come up with. And that's basically how it evolved.
You know, here's something interesting. You know, we all know how passionate football fans in Texas are about their Cowboys. We've discussed how passionate they are about high school. College is kind of college football in some ways is maybe the Jan Brady of the bunch. Does college football in Texas suffer from a little bit of an identity crisis? And are you able to get into that in the book a little bit?
I don't know if it's an identity crisis so much because there's passion for college football that can rival the NFL as well, especially from a rivalry standpoint, because that's really where, you know, from the state, these are natural rivals because
they battle each other out all year. It's not just one time does Texas play Baylor or TCU against Baylor. Right? It's all year. It's for this four-star recruit out of Houston, Texas, who picked Texas A&M, but then he picked Texas, and now he switched over to switch his cap to Baylor on signing day. So there's a rivalry going through all year long. It'll bleed over to college basketball when nobody cares as much about that. But it's the rivalry stems from football. I think you go out and you'll see people at the workplace, and you know, my school is Texas. Well, mine's A&M, or mine's, you know, Houston. And I think that natural rivalry never goes away either. So I think the fans kind of bring that to life. I don't really think that's a Jan Brady thing at all. Not in Texas. I think college football's got just as much passion, honestly.
The book is Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Texas, A Year in the Life of Lone Star Football, From High School to College to the Cowboys. Day Street publishes it. You know, you follow the three head coaches, Nick, and Art Briles is one of them. Talk
right
about that a little bit. That's going to be my last question before I turn it over to Joe. The evolution of what went on during the season with Art.
Okay. You know, that was a situation that, you know, obviously didn't see that one coming. From you know, miles away. You know, here I am trying to get rid of this book, finish it off, get it to the publishers, get it out of my hands, and then this storyline comes up, and trying to put a bow on it when this thing is, you don't really have a lot of questions or a lot of answers really to what's going on. I have plenty of questions, and so that was a real challenging part of it. You know, throughout the season, I will say this, throughout the season of 2015, that really wasn't going on. There was some investigation, but you didn't really think it was going to lead to anything major like that. So as far as the book goes, that there's not a lot about that's going on in there. It wasn't a huge distraction, wasn't why they lost games at the end, and you didn't really see it to be a big problem till later. It wasn't until the off season that you realized, man, that this you know, this was going on, and then obviously you know, the Baylor decided to make a change. Of course, I've got my opinions on it as well, but I'm certainly biased, being close to Art Briles and the family, and seeing his name dragged through the mud like it was really disappointing. And I still think that all the facts at some point are going to come out, and it'll be a lot more favorable for him.
Real quick before we let you run, you're already off schedule thanks to the unfortunate disconnect, but.
Sorry.
You work for Dallas. No, not your fault. I just want to get you back somewhat on schedule. Dallas Cowboys, we've got to talk about them. Dak Prescott hitting the ground running. Are you as shocked as I am that this rookie quarterback out of a spread offense has been able to have as much quick success in the NFL as he's had? And the fact that the Cowboys didn't go get a veteran caretaker backup for Tony Romo hasn't short-circuited their season?
I am a surprised. I was at training camp in California. He didn't look great. He didn't look like he was, you know, just primed for this. But I remember one day saying, what if Dak Prescott is just a gamer? Just a lights come on, gets it done. Doesn't look great all the time, just gets the job done. And maybe that's going to be the case for him. And so far it has been the case. He doesn't, you know, he just kind of has a way of getting it from point A to point B. I think the Cowboys realized that, you know, let's not go and rush a veteran like they did last year. Last year, you know, Brandon Whedon was playing okay, but not great. But they got Matt Castle, and then they were forced to play him. So let's just see how Dak does. Let's see if he can be okay before we go and get a veteran that we're forced to play. And in the meantime, what happened in the preseason is he played really well. He kept playing so well, they're like, we don't need to go get one. And I'm sure the Cowboys are glad they didn't trade for a veteran and invest money and dollars and draft picks into somebody when Dak all along is probably going to be better than them.
I think you said it all, Nick. Thanks so much for a few minutes. Really do appreciate it. Again, the book is Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Texas, A Year in the Life of Lone Star Football, From High School to College to the Cowboys. We really, it's available through all your usual book sources, Amazon.com, your local booksellers. Great tome. Nick, we really do appreciate it. Opportunity to talk Baylor, Cowboys, everything else. We'll do it again real soon. Thanks so much. That was Nick Eatman joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, a little baseball, perhaps a little Arnie. It's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Track one. See ya! A home run! Gary Sanchez, his 20th of the year. The rookie's dream season continues, and the Yankees lead 2-0.
Well, that call courtesy of Michael Kay on the YES Network. It brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack, and it's the home run, number 20, for Gary Sanchez, the fastest to 20 in Major League Baseball history, Bob. And we're talking about it off the air. He is truly a star in the making.
No question about it, and I think when it comes to postseason awards, he has to be seriously considered for Rookie of the Year, and people will scoff at that and say, well, he was only up for a limited amount of games. Well, there's precedent for it before. It happened with Willie McCovey where he was in 55 games, and they gave him the Rookie of the Year award back in the early 60s. There is precedent for it. He is right now just a phenomenon in the game of baseball. We've seen it before. Sometimes they fade away. Sometimes they don't. I don't see this kid fading away. I think he is just a unique, unique talent that could have a brilliant career in front of him.
Well, again, a very highly touted prospect for the Yankees. Yankees spent a bunch of money on him when he was just 16 years old to get him out of the Dominican Republic. And he's been a highly touted prospect ever since, making his way steadily but slowly through the Yankees chain. And as they've had a bunch of highly touted catching prospects, this has been the one that's emerged as that superstar prospect. And great things were expected out of Gary Sanchez. I don't know about this kind of power. I mean, you're talking 20 home runs since literally August 2nd. That's not the kind of power that Gary Sanchez has traditionally shown. He's much more, and if you look at his minor league career, and sometimes minor league stats are not always a forebearer of major league stats as players mature and grow into their body and everything else. But if you watch Gary Sanchez in the minors, he wasn't this dead pull hitter. He was an every field line drive kind of hitter who you expected over the course of a season to be a 20 plus home run guy, close to 100 RBIs. But you figured he'd be an ideal number three hitter, hit 300 plus, and he'd be a hell of a defensive catcher. He's been a great defensive catcher. He hits for average. This power is just not something I saw coming. And going forward, I don't know that he's, you know, this 40 homer a year guy for the next 10 years. I don't know if that's what he is. I more expect 20 to 25. But I think for a decade plus, he'll hit over 300. He's going to drive in over 100 runs. And he's going to be one of the very best defensive catchers in all of baseball. And he is truly a star in the making, and maybe he's a star already. And really, the AL Rookie of the Year race is down to two guys. It's either him or Michael Fulmer for the Detroit Tigers, who's had a terrific rookie year pitching for the Tigers, who are contending for a wild card spot in their own right.
No question about it, but you mentioned the power, and you talked about the fact that at 16 years of age, he was signed. Well, guys grow into their bodies. I don't know.
I'm not even talking about it at 16, Bob. I'm talking about recent vintage through his minor league career and even before they called him up.
Yeah, no, I get it. But sometimes guys figure it out as they're progressing through the system. And don't forget, he's in a launching pad as well, so all of that works to his benefit. But he is a star in the making and something for the Yankees to hang their hat on going forward.
Absolutely. And the future's very bright for the New York Yankees. You know, I was shocked when they made all these moves that they ended up in a better place than they were before the moves in the short term. I didn't think they'd be contending for a playoff spot in mid to late September. They faded, and it's only a matter of time before they're eliminated from playoff contention. But the realities are the future is incredibly bright, loaded with starting pitching prospects, loaded with position player prospects, loaded with top 25 in the, you know, or top 50 in all of baseball type prospects. They're going to have a great opportunity to bring guys up, shuffle deck chairs, figure out who's here for the long term, who gets traded for other pieces later. They're going to clear a bunch of money off the books. That's going to allow them to sign pieces. And this great opportunity in a pennant race let you see what guys are and what guys aren't. And I think they've learned a couple of things. They've learned that Dylan Betances is not a closer. He is a dynamic seventh or eighth inning guy, but he is certainly not a closer, as he's been far from a dominant closer. I think they've learned that Luis Severino can be a dynamic middle reliever as well. Maybe not necessarily a starter, lacking a third pitch, but they got so many of those young potential top of the rotation starters in their system now. They've got corner outfielders. They got middle infielders. They've got so many young guys that are going to come up over the next couple of years that this team has the potential to be loaded. They have the ability to trade some of the surplus pieces out for younger pieces to fortify the farm system or a missing veteran piece. They'll have the ability after next season to really sign a lot of free agents as all their old dead money and salary cap money comes off the board, salaries come off the books, and they'll be in a position where they'll be under the luxury tax and they won't have to pay such a big premium. So the Yankees are in prime position starting in 2017, but really from 2018 to, say, 2022 or 2023 to each and every year be one of the favorites to win the World Series?
Yeah, no question about it. For them, it's you can already see what's happening with the lineup. You know, you throw Greg Bird into the mix next year. It's going to be about the pitching. There's no question about it. And if they're able to get serviceable pitching, they'll be contending for a long time to come.
I think they're going to. You look at some of the prospects they have pitching-wise. You know, it's not a market where you can go out and get any additional pitching. So, you know, I think the future is very, very bright. And they can shuffle some things and do a lot of things, Bob. Getting the organization to buy into "we must sell" was a very, very smart move for Brian Cashman. And it has served them so well. And again, the future is so bright. Gary Sanchez, Aaron Judge, Tyler Austin, Greg Bird, Clint Frazier down on the farm. The array of middle infield guys that they have, whether it be Mateo or the kid they traded for from the Cubs, these pitchers. And then money is eventually going to be free, and they're the Yankees. You know they're going to spend it.
Yep. Never hesitated before.
Like I said, future's incredibly bright. Starts in 2017. I think it really comes together in 2018. That's my take, and I think they'll be poised for big success going forward for a long time.
I believe
but
it
let's,
as well.
Let's switch gears, literally and figuratively, as we head to the IndyCar Circle, Oval, I should say, and we're joined by Pippa Mann. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, want to dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by race car driver Pippa Mann. Pippa Mann, who races at Indy and open wheel racing in general, joins us here this morning. Good morning, Pippa. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Welcome aboard.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show this morning, guys.
Well, we're very happy to have you with us. And as passionate as you are about racing, you're also passionate about being involved with the Susan G. Komen Foundation and the fight that they're having to eradicate breast cancer worldwide.
Yeah, absolutely. And just 2 weeks ago, Susan G. Komen announced a new bold goal to reduce the breast cancer, the deaths in the U.S. by half in the next decade. Because currently, 40,000 women and men continue to die each year in the U.S., and we need to do more. So that's what this new bold goal is about.
Well, let's talk about what led you to breast cancer. So many athletes get passionate about so many causes and many charities. What made you connect so much with breast cancer and the Susan G. Komen Foundation?
So it actually started with my aunt, and I was only a teenager when she passed away. I was actually living abroad at the time, but she passed away from breast cancer, and my two sisters, who are 15 and 20 years older than me, sort of kind of grabbed me by the scruff of the neck at her funeral, for want of a better word, and sort of marched me off and made sure I was aware that this was the second breast cancer death in my family and that as I grew up, it was something I needed to be really aware of. Then when I moved to the U.S. in 2009, one of my idols, female racing driver Sarah Fisher, turned her car pink in October for the final IndyCar race of the year at Homestead Miami Speedway to raise awareness and raise funds for Susan G. Komen. And I thought this was a really cool idea. But then Sarah retired from driving, and no one was really doing anything. So then that takes you to the place of somebody should be doing something. And then you look around and you think, well, why shouldn't I be the person who tries to do something? So that's really how this started for me.
You know, you talked about cool. Something really cool was it last year at the Indy 500. You asked breast cancer survivors to join you in painting the start-finish line pink. Talk about a little bit about that idea and how it came to fruition and also the support that you got from the racing community.
So that idea was actually last October in Breast Cancer Awareness Month at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And they were actually a very big part in making that happen, but obviously they were extremely nervous allowing us out there with buckets of pink paint so close to the famous Yard of Bricks. However, one of the very special things we've been able to do in May when I'm actually racing at the Indianapolis 500 is to take the names of survivors, drivers, people who are fighting or who have fought breast cancer, and to line the inside of my race car with those names.
That is great. And we're joined by the lovely and talented Pippa Mann. She is IndyCar driver extraordinaire, and she joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Your passion for this cause is great. You're doing a great job of spreading that awareness. And at the end of the interview, we'll get some 411 from you as to where people can find out and get more information. But I want to take us to the track a little bit. You're in kind of a unique situation.
Okay.
You're a part-time driver on the IndyCar IndyCar series, and that can pose some unique challenges on race day and races that you're in when your competition is racing each and every week. Talk about the unique challenges that being a part-time ride can bring to a racing circuit when much of your competition is out there far more frequently, in many cases every week.
The best way I think I can describe it is it's a little bit like being the backup quarterback. except unlike a backup quarterback who gets to take some of the snaps in practice and gets to have the playbook sort of throughout the whole year and gets to prepare as best they can, I don't have a playbook. I don't get to take any of the snaps in practice. I just get a phone call maybe a week before the race says, okay, you're going to get in this weekend. Let's go. That's the moment that I get the playbook. The only snaps in practice I get to take are in the day before the race at the racetrack in official practice sessions. And then it's time to go. And just like the backup quarterback coming in and playing with a bunch of guys who play full-time and how hard that is to make a good impression in that environment, that's exactly what I try to do. And then at the Indianapolis 500 itself, it's kind of the same thing again, except you look around, and there are maybe 9 people in the same position as me. It's not only me anymore. There's probably 9 of us all there, all trying to make it happen. And our entire teams at the Indianapolis 500 are made up of people who also aren't in the series full-time. Because if they were, they would be on full-time cars. So it definitely presents a series of unique challenges. And to add a little fun back into this, it's even more of a unique challenge for my guys because they have to do all this and they have to wear pink at the same time.
nice touch. You know, to follow up a little bit on the point Joe was making, though, and your explanation of it, did you find that because of your background, I mean, you started in carts like a lot of kids do, and you really went up the food chain step by step. Have you found that that's given you a little bit more resilience in dealing with not knowing from week to week what's going to happen?
I find that actually every year as I mature as a driver seems to help me get a little bit more of that resilience. Because every year until the year that I first did this, I was used to being a full-time driver. I was used to playing the entire time. So suddenly being sort of thrust into this position, it was a different lifestyle than the one I guess I imagined for myself as a kid growing up when I thought I wanted to be a racing driver. But you know what? I get to drive race cars. And I get to drive really cool fast race cars at the biggest race of the year. And I get to make a difference. So I'm really lucky and I love my job, even if it's not the one I dreamt of growing up.
Well said. I think that's great. You know where I want to go with this now? And we talk about it a lot. It's the growth of open wheel racing again in the United States. It's resurgence. At one point, yes, open wheel racing was the leading form of automobile racing in the United States. There were some struggles here, and a lot of it was caused by politics. Going forward, there's really been, the last few years, the politics is now out of the way. And we're seeing tremendous growth in open-wheel racing in this country, led by this IndyCar series. Talk a little bit about this growth and maybe at some point open-wheel racing again being as popular in this country as it is around the world, where it's extremely popular.
You know, I think it's so fantastic that fans are starting to tune in and engage again with open-wheel racing in the U.S. Some of the fastest, most powerful open-wheel cars in the world, the price point for the teams to go racing and for sponsors in IndyCar is actually still a really good price point. The racing we're able to put on for fans is incredibly exciting. And I think the current crop of drivers in IndyCar are so good, and you have so many drivers who are sort of almost that living legend status. It's an incredibly cool time to be in IndyCar.
Well, Pippa, I'd like you to give us a little more 411 on what's going on with you and Susan G. Komen, because we're going to try to keep you on schedule as much as possible. But I want to sneak a quick track question in there, too. Everybody talks Indy, but is there a favorite track that you have that you find you take to better than others?
I think you just said it. Everybody talks Indy. There's a reason we love that place so much. And just like so many other people, that, for me, is absolutely my mecca of speed.
Well, very good. If you can give us the 411 on contact and how to go about getting involved in the breast cancer fight, we'd sure appreciate it.
So when we turn our race car pink each May, we actually do it to raise money for Susan G. Komen alongside this race car. And that's what makes our racing program more than pink. But you don't have to be, you know, someone like me to be Morden Pink. Everybody can be Morden Pink. You can find out what you can do to raise money in your community. You can sign up for a race, volunteer for an event. You can even drive a friend to and from chemo. And if you visit komen.org/MorthanPink, you can find out more about ways to get involved. You can find out more about the FOLS goal to reduce breast cancer deaths by 50%. And you can find out more about the enhanced focus on research for metastatic and aggressive cancers.
You said it all. You said it in 10 minutes. We're on schedule. You got an American football reference in there. You made us laugh. You like speed. What's better than this? There really isn't much. This was really, really a pleasure, Pippa. You're welcome back on the Spano and Black Attack anytime. Good luck to you. Be safe. Be careful out there. And we hope to talk to you again very soon.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Pippa Mann joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob, and again, we got that insight into the unique challenges of being Pippa Mann, part-time race car driver.
Yeah.
Her passion for breast cancer awareness. And again, that growth in open wheel racing in this country as it's been, they've spent two decades being derailed by politics. Finally, over the last few years, they've settled the political issues. And now you're seeing the growth in this brand of racing, which is so fast, so unique, so exciting. And hopefully they can continue this incremental growth and get to a place where they're profitable, comfortable, and very, very visible.
Yep. And, you know, you and I have talked about it many times. You and I grew up on open wheel racing. And when that void occurred, NASCAR sped into it and has never looked back. And that was their own fault. It should have never happened.
Exactly right. And you look even now. Yes, there's been growth, and there really has. But they still run a comparatively light schedule.
Yep.
You know, it's not every week from late February to November like NASCAR does. You know, with rare exceptions, they're off on Easter Sunday and things like that. It's a lot. There's a lot of 2 and 3 week gaps in their schedule. And beyond the Indy 500... yeah, you can find it on the ABC family of networks and or the ESPN family of networks and other places, but it is not always easy to find the IndyCar Series races on a weekend or whenever they're on basis. You know, they're just not as readily available as NASCAR, which even now with their new contracts, they're suffering from some issues. You know, yep. they're getting shuttled to some degree to the back burner because of the NFL come September. And, you know, they're getting a little harder to find. And I think NASCAR is suffering from something of their own identity crisis right now.
Yep. NASCAR went for the money and they lost exposure. And it's going to end up hurting them. Not to the point of crippling like it did with IndyCar, but it is going to hurt them.
Well said, Bob. We wanted to get to Arnie. So what we'll do in the next segment, maybe we'll go to break a little early here and put us in a position where the next segment is a little bit longer. And we'll take this opportunity to, in the next segment, to memorialize and appreciate the life and times of Arnold Palmer. So, you know, Robert, if you're paying attention, run the music. We'd like to step out a little early. Take that quick break. There we go. I didn't hear it. When we come back, the life and times of Arnold Palmer in 3 minutes. We're not doing it justice, but we're doing the best we can. That's how we'll take you home on this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at FocusOnRock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $599, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. I want to get right to it. Arnold Palmer passed away. Another icon leaves us, as Muhammad Ali did earlier in the year. Joe, we could go on for a long time about Arnold Palmer, but two things. He was a worldwide icon, albeit in a sport that was not for the common man until he was involved with it, unlike boxing. But he was known worldwide. There were two things about Arnold Palmer that I think people need to be aware of. He was certainly, his charitable aspect was incredibly well known. And he had the common touch before guys like Phil Mickelson did. One of the things, all the tributes and everything that were going on involving Arnie, was he talked to players about the obligation that they had to sign autographs, but not only sign them, but sign them in a legible fashion so that people down the line, if that was the moment they had in the sun with a celebrity, that they would be aware of who that celebrity was. It's often said that you die twice in your life, once when your physical spirit goes, and the second time when they stop saying your name. I don't think Arnie Palmer ever has to worry about somebody not saying his name.
Well, I think that's well said, Bob. And while corny, his legacy lives on in a drink. So people who don't know anything, and this is, you know, there's a touch of humor, but there's a touch of real here. For those that know not a thing about Arnold Palmer, the golfer, they know him as the guy who came up with this really cool drink that is half lemonade, half iced tea. And his legacy will live on forever, not only for so much of what he did, but that right there. There are a bunch of 20-somethings who have no idea who Arnold Palmer is, but every time they go into a 7-Eleven or a Wawa or whatever, they grab a drink with his name and his face emblazoned on it, so therefore, his legacy lives on forever for perhaps the least of reasons. Just give it some thought. On that note, we duck on out of here. This was a great show. We want to thank our guests. We want to thank Robert for pushing most of the right buttons some of the time. But most importantly, we want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.